Hi, welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. This is an hour of mind power, and we have got a lot to share with you today. I do regret to say that my guest in Germany, we have been unable to reach him through the phone number that he gave us. However, we are going to be opening up the telephone lines for this hour, so you will be welcome to call in at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Again, we're going to have an open mic morning because we've been unable to reach our guest in Germany. So things happen, and when a person is overseas, well, that's just the way it goes. I wanted to start off this morning with a thought that was put together by Napoleon Hill. As you know, I review so many pieces of material every day, and I'm always looking for thoughts and inspirations that can make a difference. And one of them was that I came across when I was reviewing certain material is that who you work for or whatever you're involved with does not control the type of service that you render. You control it. And it's that very thing that can make or break you. I had the privilege of sitting with some teachers yesterday and having a discussion with them. And I was so fascinated with the commitment that these two teachers have towards their students, towards empowering their students to not only reach for standards that typically are not expected in the environments that they come from, but also to understand that there are parameters in life that you can become acquainted with, that you can learn to work with, that doesn't take away from your individuality. And also how they emphasized that they wanted their students to know how the student's level of personal responsibility makes a great deal of difference. And it's very hard sometimes when we're bombarded with so much negative information about how bad the world is, how nobody can be trusted for anything, you better watch your back. And I can remember my own father telling me when I was growing up, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and you better be prepared. If you're not on your toes, someone's just going to come along and just destroy you. When you have that kind of thinking in your environment all the time, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to be looking for the worst in everything, aren't you? You're going to be looking for that is not going to be giving you that positioning of personal power. And that is so important. Two words, personal power. It is so important we give ourselves that. Because when we turn over our power to someone else, or to external circumstances, and relinquish our individuality and say, gee whiz, I guess this is the way it is, and we become apathetic. We become noncommittal. We're not willing to take that positioning of personal responsibility, of being able to enforce and do what we have to do. We're really going to find ourselves, more often than not, feeling like victims, frequently feeling as if we're caught between a rock and a hard spot. Does any of that sound familiar? Well, I would like to encourage you today, and actually every day of your life, when you feel like you are encountering obstacles that are so big, they're monstrosities, they're like boulders that weigh tons, and you go, how can I work with this? Sometimes maybe what you'll need to do is just lay down and take a nap and just say, let me think on this. Thomas Edison used to do that. That's how he came up with so many different concepts and ideas. He would actually retreat so that he could pull things together and say, what are the options that I have to work with? Once he was refreshed, then he went out and he attacked new things. But let me go back to the teachers. The teachers have found that when they set standards for their students, these two teachers that I was talking with yesterday both found that the students they had set the bar for personal accomplishment a lot higher than what they expected of them. So one of the teachers said she found often when she was working with her students, she would ask them what they felt that was really important to them, what they really wanted to accomplish, what they wanted to achieve, what they wanted to get out of their classes. She said, these students, I already had a plan in mind, but my students would set the bar so high, and I'd say, okay, let's go for it. We're going to aim for that. We're going to go over that bar. We're going to exceed what we think we are capable of doing. And then she said, as a teacher, she was the one that had to challenge. She was the one that would present problems to them and allow them to figure out solutions. It's amazing. And when I look at so much of what is going on in life, like these teachers were expressing to me, it was so easy to enforce discipline in the classroom. The solutions for getting results were actually quite easy. However, both of these teachers said, and both of these teachers have been acknowledged and been given awards because of their accomplishments with their students. Both of them said, if you have a mindset that does not enable you to empower yourself as a teacher, to understand what your position is and what your purpose is, how then are you going to be able to empower others? And she said, that's what the students need. And when I thought about this, and after having this wonderful meeting with them and interacting with them, I realized that this is something that I wanted to share with you. No matter where you are in life, you may not always be able to control the circumstances that affect you. Sometimes it can be a lack of money, sometimes it can be illness, sometimes it can be a lot of things. But what is it that is your standard? Is it the pity pot standard? Or is it the standard of, I have choice here. How best can I work with this? Is there someone I can ask that maybe can give me some help? Is there an opportunity for me to reach for something different and for something new? Have I come to a Y in the road? And am I at this point of decision making where maybe I have so many choices to make, I'm just in a dither about it? Choose one. Think about it. Look at your options. And then make a choice and move forward. We have the opportunity to control how we act and how we respond to things. And we also are in a positioning of choosing the action that we want to take. So as you go about your day today, I would like to encourage you to be aware of the fact that there is so much that you have in your life and in your world that is going to be able to empower you if you really want to do that. It will make all the difference in the world if you'll move forward and take charge and be your own person, be your own individual self. It is not an easy job. Becoming an individual, I think, is one of the most difficult challenges we have in life. But remember, you're the person that can make it happen. You're the person in your life that's in control of the service that you render, not just for others, but also for yourself. And that is what makes you, as an individual, stand tall and be the person you really want to be. This is Donna Sebo, my guest in Germany. We are not going to be able to reach today, and so this is going to be an open mic morning. We've got a lot of things to share with you, and one of them is to be able to share intuitive insight with you. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight, then give us a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you've been thinking you'd like to do it, I know I get emails from some of you, and you say, gee whiz, Donna, I don't know that I want to call in. I'm sort of scared. Don't be scared. Just give me your first name or initial, and just let me tell you what I see in my mind. And then after that, you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. Now, yesterday, I had promised you a recipe for sauerkraut cookies. And that's something that is going to be coming up, and I wanted to just let you know so you could have that pad of paper and pen handy so you could write it down. Believe me, I never knew such a recipe could exist. You might want to try it out. It might surprise you. Also, I wanted to say that there were some tips that I came across regarding using certain tools. This is a time of the year when there is the urge of straightening up the yard, straightening up the house, and sometimes we need to know about very inexpensive tools that we can use, or what should I say, products that we can use that can help us do some repair work around the house. And some information that I was given regarding steel wool, I thought that this was quite interesting, because this isn't something that comes across in my experience very often. When I was a kid growing up, this was a mainstay in the kitchen for cleaning pots and pans. Well, steel wool has some applications. Most of us have Teflonware and things like this today, so we don't have to scour and scrub like it was done so many years ago. But steel wool is an item that's handy to have around in the house, just a small amount of it, because it's very good for easy home repair. And how can this be? Well, if you've got a screw that's too small to stay in place for something that you're working with, if you take a little bit of the steel wool, put it into the hole before you screw the screw in, it'll make it fit just like magic. It'll give that wonderful surface and tension that you need to make that smaller screw work. Also, it's very good for sharpening dull scissors. Now, I've used aluminum foil to sharpen scissors. I was made aware of that as a trick to keep your scissors just the way you wanted to be, but this is an interesting one. Steel wool will do the same thing. You can sharpen them by cutting a steel wool pad into pieces. Also, you will, if you save those little pieces, they can come in handy for little jobs. And if you have rats or those little critters that happen to get into your home because there are small holes in pipes or basement walls, garage walls, all you have to do is use that to fill in those spaces because they can't chew through it. I learned that many, many years ago. And also, it makes for a great instant pin cushion. You can fill a sock with steel wool and tie the end of that sock, and you've got a pin cushion that will keep your needles sharp. For those of you who are sewers, you will find that that is something that's very useful. And if you're in the needle point, I came across a friend's home, a wonderfully, exquisitely done needlepoint piece that her husband had done. Her husband absolutely loves needlepoint. And so I'm going to share this tip with her because he has to work with a number of needles doing that. And that's a great way to keep things sharp, just having a piece of steel wool. And also, you know what? Once you've used it, those are notorious for getting rusty. Well, all you have to do is just rinse it out thoroughly, put it in a plastic bag, stick it in the freezer, and it won't rust at all. Freeze it, it'll be just fine. So there is a tool, very inexpensive tool, that you can utilize in a lot of ways. This is Donna Sebo, and again, I just wanted to mention, we are going to be having the open mic day. If you'd like to call in, give me your first name or initial. Let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. The toll-free number to call in to is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Now, we are going to be going to a break in just a moment. When we go to the break, we'll come back, and then we'll be sharing some other good things with you. Again, give me a call if you would like to chat, 877-876-5227. Tomorrow, my guest is going to be Mike. They're going to be two guests, actually, Mike and Nicole Sebastian. We're going to be talking about trusting yourself. If this is an issue that you have, well, if you know of someone that has a tendency to not trust themselves, this is a guest you're not going to want to miss. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break in just a moment. Again, reminding you it's an open mic morning, and we will be back in just a moment to share more good things with you. Donna Sebo here, 877-876-5227. Don't go away. Hi, Donna Sebo here. Open mic morning, 877-876-5227. Now, I want to mention to you, I'm going to be appearing at the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair starting in August. This is an event for the entire family that is absolutely incredible. And I've been a participant in this for a number of years now. The first three weekends in August, the 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th, out at the Mentor Creek Ranch in Gig Harbor, Washington, is an event that is loved by tens of thousands of people. Washington Ren Fair is the website that you can go to, WashingtonRenfaire.com, to find out more information. And not only that, but you can get discounted ticket rates and a lot faster service when you arrive at the gate on any one of those dates when you can buy your tickets online. And this is the first year that they've been able to do this. Washington Ren Faire, Washington RENFAIRE, don't forget the E at the end of the fair.com. Now, if you'd like more information about this wonderful event, call 800-359-5948. This is such a family event. You can come in costume if you like, and the sky's the limit, because it is a Renaissance fantasy fair, and you will see all kinds of characters and personalities that are on the grounds and moving around. You'll see the king and queen's royal court, the music, 8 stages of entertainment going the entire day. It opens at 9 in the morning and closes at 6, and it is absolutely fabulously wonderful. I would encourage you to consider it. I know people that come in from all over the country just to be able to participate in this, as well as to enjoy the food, the wonderful vendors that bring products in from all over the world, and it all fits in with this wonderful theme. You can see craftsmen, all kinds of wonderful people. So I encourage you to go to, again, www.washingtonrenfaire.com. Check out the information and be sure and come on by my booth and say hello, because you'll see these bright yellow banners with the red lions on them, and that is my signature for my booth at this wonderful event that's held once a year every August. So I invite you to come by, say hello. I would love to meet you and just share the wonderful moments of this tremendous event. I'll also be doing many consultations while I'm there. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat this morning, 877-876-5227. So many of you have the heart of the entrepreneur, but maybe you're busy, and I know many women often want to find something that they can do at home. Well, it is important to be aware when you're looking for something in the way of a part-time job or being able to work at home that you check things out. And Leslie Spencer, who is very much involved with home-based working moms, said you have to be aware that there are those individuals out there who are not on the up and up. So you want to be savvy. If you're a working mom or you're a working dad, when I say working, I mean working at home with a family, and you want to bring in a few extra dollars, here are some things that you need to pay attention to. Red flag words in an advertisement. Leslie said certain words are signs of a job scam, like tears, make money while you sleep, and unlimited income potential. She said this is so important. You need to be able to be a discerning consumer. You want to be wise. Also, she said you should never have to pay to apply for a job. Anyone who asks for money in exchange for information about the opportunity is setting you up. You're going to be at a loss. And also, be sure you check about being able to reach someone. If you can't get anyone on the phone and they have a P.O. box or an address, for an address, chances are they're not legit. And I think being able to reach people and check them out is very, very important. How many of you have ever received a phone call where someone is wanting credit card information or they want different details from you? And you'll say, may I have your number where I can call you back? And they'll hang up on you. Well, that's because it's a scam. They're wanting you to volunteer information, but they don't want you to call them back. So it's very important. Also, Leslie said, if you have to dial a 1-900 number for information, you are paying for every minute of that call. And chances are you'll just get an automated voicemail system so you can leave your address to receive information in the mail. Usually adds for more work-at-home scams and schemes. So it's a good idea to be wise about this. Now, one of the things Leslie said, if you want to have a part-time job and you are interested in being a part-time working mom or a working dad, there's a couple of places that you can go to. She said look for legitimate work-at-home jobs. Look for those companies that have got a good track record. Also, you can go to a website of hbwm.com. That's Home-Based Working Moms, hbwm.com. And there's companies like Avon, Pampered Chef, Longa Burger, Southern Living at Home. There's so many different companies that you can check out that are reputable, and there are people that you can talk with. And that is so very, very important. And I think working part-time is a great idea, whatever is comfortable for you. I mean, if you're raising a family, whether you're a stay-at-home dad or mom, and you're wanting to do something different, these are concepts and ideas that can really, really make a difference. Speaking of being a working-at-home mom or dad, when you are wanting to do something like this, usually you're trying to pay attention to how you can save money. Well, what you want to do is be alert to the little things that sometimes can take away money that otherwise you might be able to keep in your pocket. So there is something that banks are beginning to offer, and some of them have put this in place already. They're offering a low balance alert via email, so you're never going to get hit with fees for dropping below a minimum balance. And this could really be an asset for you. Used to be years ago, when you had a different type of a relationship with your bank, if something was wrong or anything was happening with your account, they knew you personally and they might call you and say, "Hello, Mr. Jones, I'm noticing something happening with your account. We just got this notification. Have you been aware of this?" And often the person would not know that something had been going on. Well, that isn't happening so much today. That personal touch with banks seems to have disappeared along with the advancement of technology. So this is something that banks apparently are wanting to implement so you don't have that emergency surprise hit you that will cause you to scramble, and it might be, you know, not possible for you to get to the bank. So this way they have an alert system. Also, if you love to travel, try to find out about the various travel sites that offer the best bargains. There is one that was mentioned, and this is by Ellie Kay, who is a woman that has a passion for, one, staying out of debt, but also figuring out all the little ins and outs of being able to save money. And she said, here are a couple places that you can watch for. Travelocity.com, Fare Watcher Service finds the best fares. She said Expedia.com's Fare Tracker lets you choose up to 3 air routes you'd like to track. And there's all kinds of options there. So if you're a person that loves to travel and you're always looking for bargains, check out the different venues that are available, and there's lots of them. But make sure that you are going to be able to manage what you set up and that the company that you work with is going to stand behind it, because lots of times I've heard horror stories about people that try to save money. They save money and then they find that the plane's not flying. So you want to make sure that you have a backup system in place if for some reason something's canceled or doesn't work. Also, if you buy an item from Amazon.com and the price drops in 30 days, they'll refund you the difference. And you can have someone else track that price and notify you if it drops. How can you do that? Well, there's a wonderful website called www.refundplease.com. Refundplease.com. All you have to do is enter your item number, your purchase date, and your email address, and they'll follow up for you. What an amazing service. Also, you can access online prices anywhere. You can send a text message to Google at 46645 and key in the letter F plus the name of the product. That's 46645 and key in the letter F plus the name of the product. And in a few minutes, you'll get a text message in return with online prices, just like a Google Frugal search. Have you ever heard of that? I hadn't. Fascinating tidbit of information. Also, if you want to save on your phone bill, there is a VoIP phone service that works through your computer's cable or DSL line with any handset, even if your computer is turned off. And it has perks like caller ID for free, and most people save $20 a month by switching to VoIP, and this is done by Vonage.com. And if you are, like we are, in the heat of summer, you're going to find that you can get a programmable thermostat that's phone controlled, and all you'll have to do is call it to start up your air conditioning, or during the winter, use the same system and it can turn the heat on an hour or so before you get home. There's just so many wonderful things out there, and the more we can know, the more we can save money for ourselves and feel good about saving those dollars to use them for something else. Maybe go and buy yourself a stock option or something that you have always wanted. Maybe it could be the remodeling for your kitchen or some other part of your home. This is Donna Siebel. This is an open mic hour today. My guest was unable to make it, so we do have telephone lines that are open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. I'm wanting to share a little bit of information with you, and this is about Abraham Lincoln, and he is a man that is respected by so many people. And when he was going through the Civil War, some people were very impressed by some of the things that he dealt with, and he said, we have to really understand that dealing in business is a very important thing. And this goes back to the 1800s. In 1856, he received $25, which was quite a significant sum in that time, and paid for legal work, but he sent back $10 of it because he said $15 is enough for the job. He took a very conservative attitude towards lawsuits as a whole, and he gave this advice to fellow attorneys: persuade your neighbors to compromise whenever you can. Since, as a peacemaker, the lawyer has a superior opportunity to be a good man, there will still be business enough. And his words remind us that you can find continual opportunities to do good for those that you are working with, perhaps even leading, and still take care of business at the same time. And there was a strong belief on his part that your principles can lead you to success in conflicts, both large and small, and they're principles you can trust as you lead others. Sometimes we stand in positionings of attitude criticizing people, and we don't always know what's going on behind the scenes. History is a fascinating thing to study because it can show you that maybe the options that we would see so clearly today may not have been seen by those of the past. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be coming back in just a moment. We're going to take a break. Give us a call if you'd like to chat with me, 877-876-5227. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Donna Siebel, an hour of mind power. 877-876-5227 if you would like to chat with me today. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then we'll go from there, and then you'll be able to ask me any question you would like. Claire Mishika is a woman that loves poetry, and she has four lines that I think is just so wonderful, and I think it touched me because I had the opportunity of being in a wonderful restaurant last night visiting with some very special people, and we had a view of water that was absolutely awesome. And as we were looking out over this magnificent expanse of water, there was this sailboat that was gliding by, and it was just so ethereal. So when I came across her poem, I thought, oh, this is just perfect. The lake is smooth beneath the summer sky, in nature's mirror I watch the clouds go by. Have you ever had the opportunity to just sit and be quiet near a body of water, whether it's the ocean or a lake or maybe even near a waterfall or a stream? Isn't it wonderfully relaxing? There's something about water that just absolutely is rejuvenating and healing. And I think that when you can have an opportunity to savor the quiet of water or just to be in an environment, and especially during the summertime, it just is so great. And if you're a creative person, when you can put yourself in that kind of an environment and have a pad of paper or a pen with you and you just write down whatever pops into your mind, you're in that sort of altered mental state, and it allows you to have the insights and just the flow. There's no blocks there, and you may find that if you've got a problem, it's a great way to work towards solving a problem. Or if you're wanting to write something in particular, just being there in that environment is just awesome. So I hope you'll take the time to enjoy that for yourself. Well, I know I'm talking about sitting on a lakeside and enjoying yourself. Well, what happens sometimes when they're out? I was talking with some people last night who live in Virginia, and they were talking about how they were looking at remodeling their home and doing different things, and they wanted to have this huge, huge deck area, but it was all going to be enclosed because they suffer from bugs big time back there. The mosquitoes come out. Sometimes you think they're 777s, and boy, when they sight a human body, it's like, time to eat. And boy, they'll come at you with a fury. So she said, we always have to screen everything in. Well, I came across some information that may help you to not have such a hassle with the warm weather pests that all of us have experienced at one time or another. Of course, sometimes we have unexpected guests that we have not invited to join us at our summer table, like ants and mosquitoes. But instead of using pesticides and those chemical bug repellents, sometimes people have responses to this. In fact, more and more people are having allergenic responses to various chemical substances in our environment. They can trigger asthma, rashes, or you can have all kinds of reactions. So here are four suggestions, actually, five, that may assist you. One, catnip apparently works very well at keeping mosquitoes away. They say, according to scientists at Iowa State University, catnip oil is 10 times more effective at repelling mosquitoes than DEET, D-E-E-T, the traditional ingredient that's used in bug spray. Who would have had a clue? Maybe you'll be invaded by cats instead of mosquitoes. Look for all-natural bug shields or essential oil blends that contain pure catnip oil. I'm going to try that. That sounds interesting. Also, you should use soap solution, and you can fill a spray bottle with 1 quart of water and a teaspoon of liquid soap and spray whenever or wherever you spot ants or roaches, and then wipe it dry. Now, what this does, it erases the chemical trails they leave behind, stopping the rest of the colony from following. Now, this comes from the University of California. They have a pest management group, and they are working more and more diligently at trying to find ways where people are not using chemical sprays. So this is, you know, when you're using soap and water, that's a chemical too, but it's not something that's going to have an adverse reaction. And that is fascinating. If you've ever been outside and watch ants, when they send out their scouts, it's really interesting to watch ants. You can learn a lot from them. And they do send out the scouts, and they do have those chemical trails that they leave behind. And before you know it, once a scout has found its route, then that chemical trail is there, and all the rest of the clan will follow. And it is amazing. So if you wash it off, if you clean that off with just a simple solution of soap and water, it can make a difference. Also, if you want to stop ants, fleas, or flies with particular kitchen items, the National Safety Council is suggesting that you place chili powder at the entrance to ants' holes to keep them away. And flies, they can't stand basil. All you need is a sprig in a bowl of water or a small basil plant by your window. And to keep fleas off of your pet, talk to your vet about gradually adding brewer's yeast to their diet. I wonder if some of that catnip oil might work on dogs. I know I'm being a little facetious there. That may not be something that you would want to put on your dog. But there's just so many different options. Maybe you've got a tip as far as helping your dog stay free of fleas. I'd love to hear from you if you do have some of that. Also, there is a spicy sweet oil that can keep bugs from biting you. And what is that oil? It's clove oil. It's been a proven bug repellent. If you add it to your favorite shampoos and lotions, it'll mask their naturally enticing and a very appetizing scent, and it'll make you a lot less appealing to hungry insects. And also, insects are attracted to sweat. So if you apply the lotion near your underarms, behind ears and knees and on feet, that'll maximize the protection. And there is another tip that I have in front of me. It says skip sunblocks that contain bug repellent. SPF should be reapplied. SPF should be reapplied throughout the day, but repellents should be applied less often. And these are statements made by those that are doing research at the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is something that they have found. And I'll tell you, those bug sprays can be pretty potent in smell. I know. I've been in certain situations where I've had to use them. And what I found worked very effectively. Rather than spraying the body, I would spray the clothing, and I would let it sort of dry, because the smell is sometimes quite pungent, depending on what brand you use. And if you're going out into the woods, you do want to remember that the perspiration does attract them. And believe me, if you have not, if you're going to be going out and you're going to be traipsing around in the woods and you're really excited about that, if you have not made sure that your clothing has been sprayed or that you have your own natural bug repellent that you use, they are going to find any and every area that is not sprayed. I know. That happened to me when I was out having an excursion in the woods with some friends, and, oh boy, I forgot to spray one area of clothing, and that was the section that covered my tush. And believe me, they found that, and I couldn't sit for a week because I got bitten so badly. And also remember that in the latter part of the day, that's when the mosquitoes really come out, starting between about 4:30, 5 o'clock, until about 7. They will be out on the hunt, so they attack anything and everything, and animals are not exempt from them either. So those are just some tips for you to just keep in mind when you're out and about, and you are going to be out in the wild, and you're just having a great time, and then you want to avoid being attacked. Okay, I promised you a sauerkraut cookie recipe, and I shared this with some friends, and they said, oh, you've got to send this. This just sounds like so much fun to do. Now, this is really stuff that you can eat. Now, sauerkraut, I love it with bratwurst. I love it fixed in so many ways, but I have never, ever heard of it being used in cookies. So when Lon sent this to me by email, and by the way, if you have something special you'd like to send me via email, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I, and then the whole word international.com. And then I'm happy to review it, and I have so much stuff that people have sent me, but I'm always interested in seeing it, and when I can, then I will be sharing it with others on the show. Now, this is going to make about 12 cookies, this recipe for sauerkraut cookies. You need a stick of margarine or butter, softened. You need a cup of sugar, one egg. You need 1 cup of well-drained and chopped sauerkraut, and I'd recommend that you rinse it first. So 1 cup of well-drained and chopped sauerkraut, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1.5 cups of flour, 1.5 cups of flour, 1/3 cup of Hershey's unsweetened baking cocoa. That's the secret. That's what makes these cookies work, the chocolate, absolutely. Okay. So you have 1/3 cup of Hershey's unsweetened baking cocoa, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And this is how simple the recipe is. You cream your butter and your sugar together until it's really well blended. Then you add your egg. You blend that well. Then you stir in. Don't use a blender. You stir in your sauerkraut, which, of course, has been rinsed and drained, and you add your vanilla extract to that, and then your flour, your cocoa, your baking powder, baking soda, salt. It would be a good idea if they had been sifted together, but you go and you stir that into the creamed mixture. You're not beating it, you're stirring it. And then you drop by teaspoons full on greased cookie sheets, bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 minutes. And you have got something that is going to be a real surprise to your guests when you tell them they are sauerkraut cookies. And I think the chocolate is the magic. But remember, when you rinse the sauerkraut too, a lot of that vinegary taste is going to be going out. But that's just something that Lon sent, and I thought it was so unique, I would share it with you. Donna Sebo here. We are going to be taking a break in a moment. If you would like to give me a call, 877-876-5227. We are going to be coming back in just a few minutes. Telephone lines are open if you'd like to call. Let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. I will be happy to do that. 877-876-5227. Don't you go away now. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Donna Sebo, the Hour of Mind Power. Don't forget the Washington Ren Fair. Yes, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. It is exciting. You can feel the ground tremble to the pounding hooves of great war horses charging down their lists, carrying armored knights, jousting for king, queen, country, or maybe even the hand of a fair maiden. Fantasy? Absolutely. Wonderful? Absolutely. I am going to be attending this, as I have for the past few years, and it is a wonderful event for the family, for your friends, and you can be a part of the magic. When does this occur? It occurs during the first 3 weekends of August. That's the 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th of this year. 3 weekends of great family fun. You're going to see sword fighting, gypsy dancing, Celtic music, wandering minstrels, storytelling. There's children's games, musical performances, magicians. Oh, my goodness. There's 8 stages of entertainment going on all day long from 9 in the morning until 6 in the evening. The cannon sounds that opens up the Renaissance Fair every morning. It also sounds when the fair is being closed, and you can be there just totally mesmerized with all of the wonderful activities that are going on. How you can find out more information about this wonderful event, you go to www.washingtonrenfair.com, and don't forget to put the E on the end of fair, washingtonrenfair.com, or you can call their 800 number, 359-5948. You'll get discounted rates and very fast service as you come up to the gate to enter when you can buy and print your tickets online. This is a new service that they're offering. So we invite you to join us at this marvelous event. I'll be there doing many consultations with people and interacting and just being a part of this wonderful event, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Again, the first 3 weekends in August at the Mentor Creek Ranch, 10215 SR302 in Gig Harbor, Washington. People come in from all over the country to participate in this wonderful annual event. I wanted to share with you a story about a young man who had a journey that many of us may not have wanted to experience. However, he is an inspiration for anybody that knows about him. His name is Milt, and when he was 12 years of age, he dreamt of being a world-class athlete, and his junior high coach told him that if he was willing, he could be a world-class athlete. But he said, that wasn't enough for me. He said, I told everybody I was going to be the greatest athlete in the world. That was my dream. My family was just beside themselves and would shake their heads. They'd say, oh, this is just ridiculous. People that he knew that were longtime friends laughed at him. He said he didn't care. He knew what the prize was going to be, and he was out to get it. Anytime he said, I'm going to be a world-class athlete, they'd take a look at him. He was skinny. He was scrawny. Him be the greatest athlete in the world? What a joke. This kid couldn't lift a barbell. I mean, he just didn't have any strength at all. Well, he decided within himself that this is what he was going to do. Now, not only did he develop himself into a world-class athlete, he competed and won the silver medal in the 1952 Olympic decathlon. And in 1956, Milt Campbell won the gold medal in the decathlon. He not only accomplished his Olympic dream, but he earned All-American honors in swimming, a national championship in hurdles, became a professional football player, and later was inducted into, amazingly, 10 different halls of fame. Now, remember, he was this skinny, thin, scrawny kid that had a dream and nobody around him, excepting his coach, believed that he could achieve what he wanted to achieve. But he did believe in his dream, and he followed his dream, and he employed every technique he possibly could to program his mind to create what he wanted to be. He had not only the dedication, but he put out the effort. He went to work, and it enabled him to transform himself from the ordinary to the extraordinary. He didn't stay that thin, weak, unable kid. He turned it around 180 degrees. And Milt Campbell, when he was giving a presentation at one event, he said, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. He said that was his primary affirmation that he used to transform himself into a gold medal Olympian. He said the transformation happened in my mind first. And he said then I went about developing and conditioning my body. I trained myself. He said I created a system of belief that surrounded itself in massive sustained action and carried through with relentless practice and determination. He said, as I worked with my mind, my body followed. And lots of times we look at people who have accomplished a great deal like Milt. We look at him and we'll say, isn't he lucky? Isn't he a lucky guy? Luck may have had something to do with it, but not really, because he committed years of earnest effort and endeavor. He went that extra mile. He walked the extra walk. He put in the extra time. He sacrificed social activities because he said this is what he wanted to achieve. And then he set new milestones for himself. And each and every one of us, if we can keep that in mind for ourselves, if we can keep in mind that who we are and what we are is determined by what we think and then by the action that follows up by what we do, it makes a difference. Jack Canfield, who is known as one of the people, well, he and Mark Victor Hansen established the Chicken Book for the Soul series, and they have just done an incredible job. But they would do things, they set certain precedents, and as a team, they worked together towards achieving certain things. And it made a tremendous difference in their lives. Both of them are multimillionaires now. But their lives didn't stop when they reached a certain goal. In fact, they found that there were other things that they were enabled to do because of the success that they had achieved. And Milt Chapman, he did the same thing for himself. He didn't stop just at the one Olympic game. He went on to further himself in other areas as well. You can do the same. We all can. And it's good to have stories and people around us that are good examples of what, if we set our mind to task, we too can achieve. This is Donna Seaborn. I know we're almost out of time here. It's been wonderful spending this hour with you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, but if you conquer the world that you live in, that you are, my goodness, you're going to go a long way towards helping this world become a much better place just by your being a part of it and being who you really are.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.